We're back with you for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Catherine Collinson is back with us. Catherine, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Good to have you, Catherine. Baby boomers is our topic today. Again, we come back to the baby boomers a lot because it's a fascinating demographic. And by that, we mean those born between 1946 up to 1964. An important milestone in 2016, the first baby boomers are turning the big 70. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by 2022, nearly one in four age 70 to 74 will still be working. Now, Catherine, help us understand these statistics and, more importantly, how they relate to what's going on in retirement. You think of those turning 70, they're already in retirement. They're already enjoying those golden years and metal detectors on the beach or playing golf every day. But that's not the case, is it?
That is not the case. Many baby boomers simply aren't ready for retirement. Our research has found this is either because they need to save more, or they enjoy what they do, or they need to save more and they enjoy what they do. They're just not ready to retire. And from a financial perspective, one thing that we need to remember about baby boomers is they were already well into their careers before 401ks came along.
Right.
And so they've had less time to save and build their savings over time. Many are still recovering from the recession, and just from a timing perspective, they've had less time to catch up before they reach retirement age.
Right. So many of them perhaps had the defined benefit pension plans, but that's increasingly a thing of the past. So they were probably relying on that company pension plan versus, you know, taking responsibility on their own shoulders as the 401k or an IRA allows.
Yes, the whole retirement landscape shifted while baby boomers have been in the workforce. And more than other generations right now, they will be relying on defined benefit plans or traditional pensions. But even so, very relatively few see that will be their primary source of income when they retire.
It's just not realistic. I mean, if you think about somebody starting to work roughly around 22 years old after college, work 40 years, and then effectively have to fund a 30-year retirement. The number, as you said, the numbers just don't add up.
And for many, it could be mathematically impossible.
Right.
To think about working for 40 years and save enough to fund another 30 years, that is a very tall mountain to climb.
Right. So we like to get to the practical stuff and provide a path forward. That's why we call the show Clear Path. What's the clear path forward for those who perhaps are facing the reality that they're not where they need to be in relation to their retirement resources?
For baby boomers and for younger generations, a logical solution is working longer and retiring at an older age. It doesn't mean that you go full blast all the way to the day you stop working. For baby boomers, they're showing us, hey, we can transition into retirement over a much longer period of time, where we simply shift from full-time to part-time or change what we do. We're still in the workforce, we're still earning money, but in a way that also affords more time for leisure and family and friends. However, planning not to retire is not a retirement strategy, and baby boomers are really vulnerable if they get forced into retirement sooner than expected, and we see that very few have a plan B if that happens to be the case.
Right. Catherine, thanks as always for the keen insights you bring to this almost urgent issue. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.